The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustace Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustace family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Great cars, better selection. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good afternoon, hockey fans in Middlebury and the Champlain Valley, and welcome to Kenyon Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where this afternoon the final game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic, sponsored by the Friends of Middlebury College Hockey, will be undertaking here just in about 26 minutes or so. It's facing off this afternoon the Middlebury Panthers against the Newman Knights, and Middlebury getting here courtesy of a 6-3 victory over the Canton Kangaroos yesterday. The Newman Knights punching their ticket here with an equally impressive 4-1 victory over the New England Pilgrims. I'm Kim Lower, and along with Brett Luthner, we're going to be bringing you all the play-by-play of this afternoon's contest, a game that's going to feature two teams that have never faced off against each other before, Newman and Middlebury. Just as yesterday, Middlebury and Canton had never faced off, so a chance for the fans here at Kenyon Arena to get to see some teams they never have in the past, and for the Panthers to see some competition that they're not at all familiar with. In the consolation game of the Holiday Classic a little earlier this afternoon, it was New England College beating up on Canton by a score of 6-3, the same score the Panthers took down the Kangaroos yesterday. So New England captures the third spot in the Holiday Classic, and Canton will be going back to New York State winless after two contests here at Kenyon Arena. But for Middlebury yesterday, it was a flurry of goals early for a couple periods and a flurry of goals in the middle of the second stanza that led them to victory. And in that first period last night against Canton, it was Vinny Gisanti scoring just 19 seconds into the contest, staking Middlebury to a 1-0 lead. All right, let's get ready to kick some tires and light some fires as the Panther hockey is underway. Fishman with it back in his own zone, threads a pass along the boards up to McClellan, along to Gisanti in the Rue zone. Gisanti knocked off the puck but not out. Fishman a shot, rebound in front. Gisanti score! Vinny Gisanti! And the Panthers take a lead 19 seconds into the first period. Vinny Gisanti staking the Panthers to a 1-0 lead. The Panthers would strike again just about 19 minutes later. At the 19:04 mark, it was Cage from Queston Lyman building the Panther lead to 2-0. But Middlebury just up by one. Here they go. Here could be number two. Shot! Great save by Erickson off of the stick, and then it did go in. Quest made the shot. Erickson made a great save.
I think Spencer Cage tapped it in.
And Spencer Cage tapped it in. Wow. Quest had a great shot, and it looked like Erickson was going to be the hero on that one as he made the nice save there, but just could not hang on to the rebound. And with that, the Panthers extend their lead to 2-0. Middlebury did let up a late first period goal and skated away at the end of the first period by a score of 2-1. In the second period, not much scoring real early, but the Panthers were able to put together two goals in a matter of 18 seconds, which we believe may be a record for the Middlebury Panther team. At 6:47, it was Evan Newgold from McClellan and Zisconti. Slow dribbler little pass by Canton goes into the Middlebury zone. Not much going to be happening there as Zach Wire has it. In front of the Canton zone, he stops once he crosses center ice, throws it down deep into the Canton zone. McClellan, obviously no worse for wear after he hobbled off the ice there a little bit in the last shift. Behind the Canton net, steals the puck in front. Shot score! And Newfield, a new goal! Mark McClellan doing a great job. Pulling the puck out from in front of the back of the net. Sends it out. Number 29, Evan Newgold. Puts it aside, and the Panthers extend the lead 3-1. That goal coming at the 16 or 6:47 mark. 18 seconds later, though, Middlebury extends the lead to 4-1. This time, Charles from Gogan. So the Panthers patient. Evan Newgold creating the opportunity. And that's another score. The Panthers on a flip shot. A lazy little dribbler from Terry Gogan. It bounced once and bounced over the shoulder of Josh Erickson. And at the 7:05 mark, it's going to be Gogan putting the Panthers on top by a score of 4-1. Jake Charles actually officially credited with that goal. Terry Gogan and Zach Wire picking up helpers on that one. And again, the Panthers not able to, enjoy the prosperity, letting up again a late second period goal to the Canton Kangaroos. So at the end of the second stanza, it was 4-2. Middlebury on top. The third stanza started off very similar to the first one. That was an early Panther goal. This one, Brendan McGovern lights the lamp at 59 seconds of the third period. Charles and Tkachuk battling in the corner in the Canton zone. And finally just chipped out harmlessly to center ice where McGovern has it. McGovern straight ahead over the blue line. In behind the defense. In a goal shot. Score! Wow! Brandon McGovern, a one-man effort from center ice on in. He stakes the Panthers now to a 5-2 lead. That goal coming at the 59-second mark. Once again, Middlebury not able to enjoy the prosperity. And just 20 seconds later, Canton scores another goal. But Middlebury finally puts this one out of reach and reaches the finals of their own Holiday Classic win at 11-4. It was Max Greenwald from Neary and Haggerty for the sixth Panther goal. Haggerty pushes in Stevens, has it behind the Kangaroo net, looking for someone in front. Waits, drops it off to Neary. Neary in front, shot, score! Neary brings it out in front. I don't believe he's going to get the goal, but the Panthers finally able to put hopefully the knockout punch here. Good pressure by the Panthers. That goal coming at the 11:04 mark. So that goal officially credited to Zach Haggerty, with Andrew Neary and Travis Stevens picking up assists on that. So the Middlebury Panthers punching their ticket to the finals this afternoon by a score of 6-3. And you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower, Brett Luthner back here at Kenyon Arena. Minutes before the start of the championship game in the Middlebury Holiday Classic, pitting the Newman Knights against the Middlebury Panthers. And Brett, a good game for the Panthers yesterday. A little blips along the way, maybe a little choppy play, but 6-3 is nothing to sneeze at.
A good game against a Canton team that was sticking around. They were hanging around the whole game. It was very, especially from the second half of the game, really, midway through the second period on, it was a very choppy game. A lot of whistles, a lot of, just slowing the game down, which is a road team, when you're going up against a team that's faster than you, you want to try to do. This afternoon is going to be a little bit different against Newman. They can score goals in bunches. They've done it a lot this year. However, they've also given up goals in bunches. So for the crowd that shows up here this afternoon, this could be a wild and wacky game today. We had 9 goals yesterday, and that might be tipping the iceberg this afternoon because Newman's been involved in some high-scoring affairs this season.
Well, if you look, and we'll get into the starting lineups for Newman in just a bit, but if you look at their starting lineups across the front line, 13 points, 17 points, 22 points. Back on the starting defense, 10 points, 17 points. This is a high-octane offense that Matt Tendler's got working for him.
Yeah, it is a very high-octane offense. And look, they scored 12 against Daniel Webster in the season opener down in Aston, Pennsylvania at Iceworks. They scored 7 at Elmira in an overtime win. They got 5 against Utica, 7 more against Morrisville. They can score goals. There have been some games, though. That Elmira game was a 7-6 overtime win at Elmira. They've had a couple against Manhattanville that have gone overtime, both 5-4 losses. So you have to take a look at it. It's like, it's a team that they're going to create a lot of scoring opportunities with their speed, with their puck movement. But at the same token, they get a little too zealous trying to attack, and it costs them at the other end. And the next thing you know, you're staring at a 5-4 scoreboard.
We talk a lot this season about the four keys to success: moving your feet, burying your chances, blocking shots, and staying out of the penalty box. With those four things in mind, how do you think the Panthers ranked yesterday, the first game into the 2016 part of the season?
It's almost like a normal amount of penalties. They didn't take too many penalties, too many bad ones either. Early in the season, they hardly took any, but hardly got any in their favor. So, in that regards, for Middlebury, they're doing a good job. There were a couple of a hold here, hook there, slash there. It's just only like, all right, you know what? You got to keep more discipline on. But sometimes you just have to haul a guy down, or you're trying to make the right play and an arm gets free and you grab a hold of him. So, to me, they've been doing a good job staying out of the box, doing a good job staying out of the box for undisciplined plays, and that's the key. Sometimes, as a coach, you sit there and you're looking like, oh, my team took 5 penalties, but, well, had to take that one or else it would have been a 3-on-1. You had to take that one or else that would have been a dangerous chance down low. And then the next thing you know, it's like, 3 or 4 of the 5 were, you have to do it if you want to prevent an opportunity. So they've been doing a very good job at it. Coach Sinclair has done a good job getting the discipline on this team through the first part of the season.
And I think blocking the shots, they do a great job about going down. I mean, there's very few shots, really, that in the big scheme of things that are getting through to either Moorfield, Yee, or DeKleiner. They're just not there. So they're blocking the shots. They're taking one for the team, if you want to use a triter phrase or whatever. And for the most part, they seem to be bearing their chances, especially they come out with, you know, the first and the third periods, bang, bang, quick goals. In that second period, a couple bang bang right in the middle there. So they, if, when they have the opportunity, they seem to get their chances taken.
Yeah, it's and that's been developing slowly over time. Earlier in the season, you know, first couple weekends aside, they were burying them a lot, and then they went to this lull where they weren't able to take advantage of the opportunities given to them. They were still getting results, wins and ties, but you could see they were leaving something on the board. And yesterday again, though, they got back to it. They were very opportunistic, you know, with their chances early, and then knew what to do with the puck once it got there, as opposed to some guys will just rush it and shoot it right into a goalie's gear. You know, they were taking an extra split seconds, like, I can find that spot. You know, we saw the first one by Gisanti. He just waited out the goaltender, deked him out, and went tucked it home. Those kind of plays, it's starting to develop more and more, and that's what's going to get this offense going.
You're listening to the pregame show here on WVTK, sponsored by the Little Burge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, and you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Della Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Della Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles. Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs. Ride one. And you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Della Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower, Brett Luthner back here at Kenyon Arena on the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. The starting lineup for the visiting Newman Knights. Up front, it's going to be number 9, Jory Mullen, as the starting center. He is a junior, 5'10", 170 from Cartwright, Manitoba. Jory has 5 goals, 8 assists for a total of 13 points on the season. On the left side, he's going to be joined by Shane Morrissey, number 14. Morrissey, a junior, 5'9", 180 from St. John's, Newfoundland. He comes in with 8 goals, 9 assists for a total of 17 points. He's the second leading scorer on the squad. The leading scorer on the squad is on the right side of that top line. It's going to be number 12, Mike Davis, a sophomore, 5'9", from Newark, Delaware. He comes in 12 goals, 10 assists, 22 points, and that's in a total of 11 games that the Knights have played so far. Back on the defense, it's going to be the captain starting, number 8, Steve Lowe. He is a senior, 5'11", 205 from Haddonfield, New Jersey. He actually is one of a set of twins on the Newman Knights. His brother, John, number 16, gives away 10 pounds to his twin brother, but twins from Haddonfield for the Newman Knights. Teamed up with Lowe on the defense as the starter is going to be number 4, Casey Rogers, 6'2", a senior, 191 from Moreno Valley, California. Rogers has 1 goal, 6 assists for 7 points. With Lowe, he's got 1 goal, 9 assists for a total of 10 points. So the starting lineups up front, Jory Mullen at center, Shane Morrissey on the left wing, Mike Davis on the right side, and the defensive combination, Steve Lowe and Casey Rogers. The intern of the igloo for the Newman Knights is going to be Tyler Lefebvre. He is a junior, 6 foot, 178 from Ashburn, Virginia. Just his second start of the season. The regular starter for the Knights, not between the twines today. But Tyler has one game under his belt this season. He sports a 1-0 record, a 97.1 saves percentage, and in that victory, he gave up just 1 goal. So for Coach Matt Tendler, a relatively youthful coach, I'd say.
Graduated Newman in 2012.
He looks a lot like his players, and Newman came to power during the 9, 10, 11, and 12 season, so I'm going to take a wild guess that Matt Tendler had a lot to do with that.
Yep, he would have been a freshman on their 09 championship team, possibly. But here's the thing with these. Tyler Lefebvre apparently, looked good. You got the start yesterday. Made 33 saves, or faced 33 shots, I should say, yesterday, so looked good. So Coach Tendler going back with him this afternoon.
All right, the starting lineup for the hometown Middlebury Panthers is going to feature number 39, Brandon McGovern, starting at center. Brandon is a senior, 5'7", 168 from Centerport, New York. Brandon has 3 goals on the season. On his left side is going to be number 37, Mark McClellan, a sophomore, 6 foot, 187 from Surrey, BC. And on the right side, it's going to be Vinny Giasanti, a sophomore, number 18. He is 5'8", 175 from Montreal, Quebec. On the season, Vinny has 5 goals, 1 assist for a total of 6 points. The blue line defense going to start with number 5, a junior, Andrew Neary. He is 6'1", 190 from Milton, Massachusetts. On the season, 3 helpers for Andrew, no goals. And his defensive mate is going to be number 14, Ron Fishman, a senior, 6 foot, 185 from Roslyn, New York. Ron has 1 goal, 4 assists for a total of 5 points. And the intern of the igloo for the Panthers this afternoon is going to be Steve Klein. He comes in with a 3-win, 1-loss, 1-tie record. He is a sophomore from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. He is 6'2", 185. As I say, 3-1-1 goal record this season, 93.3 saves percentage, and a 2.18 goals against. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower, Brett Luthner back here at Kenyon Arena. Teams going to center ice in this opening period. Middlebury will be defending the goal down toward the Middlebury end of the rink, skating from left to right on your radio dial, and the Newman Knights in their blue uniforms trimmed with gold and white will be defending the Cornwall rink, or excuse me, the Cornwall net, skating right to left on your radio dial. And Bill Beeney in the house, the good luck charm for the Panthers. I see he and his wife Judy down at the far end of the rink. Bill Beeney, the master behind the bench for many decades, and just a tremendous overall record in D3 hockey, the best ever, bar none, period.
Well, when you got the best ever in the building, it's time to play as such. And by the way, last point before we get to the face-off, Middlebury, you want to talk about staying out of the box? The fewest penalty minutes in all of NCAA Division III. They've only had 56 penalty minutes in their season.
All right. Well, we're kicking some tires and lighting some fires as Newman picks the drop, sends it back to the point to Lowe, over to Arnett, and a quick shot in on goal. Middlebury makes the save, and Steve Klein hangs on for an early faceoff. So Bill Beeney, the master behind the bench. I see also Bill Mandigo going over there. So two Panther legends of coaches, the women's coach and the men's coach. Doesn't get much better than that here. Let's see if the Panthers can respond and do their former mentor proud here. Right now they're in their own zone. We've got Neary. Long pass up ice. He thought he saw McClellan there, but that didn't work, and back come the Knights. Lowe sends it into the Middlebury zone. Neary back there. He gets rumped off the puck pretty nicely. But it's Nager with the puck, flips it into the Knight zone. Rogers back there for it. Try to cross over the Middlebury line. Greenwald takes it away from him. And the Panthers. Romoff throws it into the Newman zone. Greenwald goes in there quickly to try to hold it in. He does. In front. Panthers. Jake Charles hit a chance. Another shot in front. Charles again, the shot goes just wide. Wraparound attempt. Middlebury just couldn't convert that one. Very close there as Tkachuk almost able to wrap it home. Tkachuk behind the Knight net. To Charles in the far corner. Charles sends it in front. Rebound. Nothing going there as Lefebvre did not cover it up. Panthers still continued and pressed the attack. Finally, Newman was trying to break it out, and they did all the way down the ice. No icing on the call. And it's the Panthers picking it up with Romov back in his own zone. With Cage in front of the penalty box, into the Newman zone. Shot, save, very nicely made there off the stick of Lefebvre. Newman flips it high into the center ice area, bounces over Middlebury player's stick, but the Panthers back quickly. They regain control, and back they come. Lyman throws it in behind the Newman cage. Vertanen not able to break out. Finally, Newman having some difficulty there against Lyman. He throws it back into the Newman zone. Vertanen and Davidson now trying to get something going here as Middlebury's Najer has him pretty well bottled up. Panthers. Haggerty keeps it alive, sends it into the corner where Falvey tries to keep it in.
And played with a high stick.
It was played with a high stick coming out over the ice, and a very fast start to this period so far. Brett, 17:25 left, and a good pace to the game.
Good pace to the game, and I think both teams want that pace. Both teams want to keep it up-tempo. Both teams want to get that transition attack going because that's where they get the most success out of. So we're going to see if this continues, hopefully much more than the choppiness of yesterday.
Falvey takes the draw back in the Newman zone, not able to keep it in there. Stevens, though, able to grab the puck at center ice, sends it deep behind the cage, picked up by Annett for the Knights. Into the Middlebury zone. Back there is Doherty as he's skated off the puck by O'Neill. O'Neill with it. Back to the point. Newman the shot, wide of the crease. Doherty in the corner. Controlling the puck at his own blue line. Trying to get something going at center ice. No, that's not going to work, and it's shot back into the Middlebury zone. But a whistle on the play, and I think there's going to be a penalty here. There's going to be a couple penalties, it looks like.
A slash and a hold looks like it was indicated by St. Louis, the referee. But there goes Tyler Stevens, and off goes Zach Lazaro, number 13 as well. Both guys just behind the play, one grab, the other one didn't like it, took a hack at him, and so we'll just skate four aside for 2 minutes.
Not much going on there. 16:47, faceoff coming, left side of Steve Klein in the Middlebury zone. No score here so far. Early stages of the championship game, the Newman Knights in the Middlebury Panthers. Tkachuk takes the faceoff, can't get it out of the zone. McClellan with it now, finally just throws it down the ice. Goes over the red line, and that will be icing against the Panthers. So we'll skate this one all the way back into Mr. Klein's neighborhood. 1:48 remaining in the matching minor penalties. This time, though, the faceoff coming to the left side of Steve Klein, so we get a different look at the puck. McGovern down for the draw. Wins it into the corner where it's picked up by Neary. Neary around the boards to Fishman. Nice little forecheck there by Newman, keeping Middlebury at bay as they're trying to get something going here. Here we go. Nope, Neary can't do it. Takes it behind the net again. Newman forecheck, just a couple players in there, but doing a very nice job so far on the Panthers.
It's two similar styles, Kim.
And all of a sudden, puck stolen away by Davis. Davis now bringing it in the Middlebury net. In front shot, rebound. Right there was Jory Mullen, but he was unable to put it aside, and back come the Panthers. 2-on-2 over center ice. Over the line comes McGovern. Backhand shot. Glove save into the corner by Lefebvre. Lefebvre headmans the puck. Out the ice it goes. Newman in on goal for Middlebury. Skated off, was low around the net. Puck taken out of his pocket. And Middlebury, with 50 seconds left, controls at center ice. Romov shot. As he came in on the right side, easy stick save. Greenwald with it now. Greenwald tries to dish it to the right side. He does to Cage. Cage wraps it around the Newman net. To Greenwald. In front, Jake Charles, a shot, rebound. Good shot there by Greenwald, but he couldn't put it up over the top of the netminder. Newman netminder without a stick. Middlebury, another shot. Still without a stick, finally. Lefebvre picks it up with the help of a teammate, but Jake Charles now Can't get it in from the far side, and Newman flips it harmlessly to center ice. 12 seconds left in the matching minor penalties. Newman on a line change, Middlebury just completing one. Newman back at their own defense to Davidson. Davidson brings it over the line, stopped. Back come the Panthers. Big bunch of hustle there by Doherty. In over the line, Doherty comes in, can't really get a clean shot away, and stopping the play, Tyler Lefebvre. The penalties have expired, 14:42. My goodness, this period is flying by compared to the third period yesterday.
Think about it. Two or three whistles, tops.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really good flow to this game. This is the way both teams like to play. A good aggressive forecheck, create the turnovers down low, set up a cycle, set up the zone pressure.
Back to the point. Gauguin to Doherty. Doherty shot. Lefebvre makes the save into the corner. Quest to Najjar. Najjar can't keep it alive. Newman breaks free at center ice, only to be stopped at the Panther bench. Newman picks the puck up again over the Middlebury line now. Flip shot. Stopped at the defense. Into the corner it goes. Peruzzio tried to bring it in front. Gauguin with it for the Panthers. Takes it aside. Starts the attack at his own bench. To McGovern. Check that to Vinny Gesanti now. Falvey can't keep it in. Back come the Knights. Errant pass here by their own bench, right in front of the center ice area. They throw it deep into the Middlebury zone. Klein lets it go to Stevens. Rink-wide pass. Coming over the line was Haggerty. He is stopped in the corner, but Middlebury controls deep in the Newman zone. 13:38 left in the first period. Stevens can't keep it alive. The Knights having a little bit of difficulty getting out. Haggerty on a good forecheck there, having him spin back again. And now Stevens, two of them now, creating a little bit of havoc there for the Knights. Having some difficulty finally, cleanly breaking it out at center ice is O'Neill. Flips a shot deep into the Middlebury zone. That'll give Tendler a chance to switch up his lines. Middlebury tries for the home run pass. And with that whistle, you know that didn't make it. So with 13:11, we're going to skate this one back into the Middlebury zone. Excellent pace to this game. And both teams doing a great job out there.
Yeah, it's just you're seeing just the artistry of both teams with that aggressive forecheck and then trying to set up the attack. Newman has the capability to do it. They haven't done so thus far.
From the faceoff, a shot just wide of the Panther cage by Newman. Neary with it behind the net to Fishman in the Middlebury zone. On the far side of the rink, right now in front of the Middlebury bench, comes the Panther attack with McClellan. He's dumped on his wallet, but he does get the puck deep into the Newman zone, where it's picked up there by Greenwald, but he can't keep it alive. And Jake Charles with it now. Charles spinning at center ice over the line. Weak little shot goes wide. Charles chases his own shot into the corner. Try to get a bad angle shot. Blocked, and back comes Morrissey for the Knights. Long shot, purposely going wide of the net there as charging in there for it was Board. Board can't do anything with it, and back comes the attack for the Panthers, only to be stopped. Nicely done there by Annett. Annett over the line, dishes to Morrissey, his shot, and back come the Panthers. Center ice area, Jake Charles can't control the puck, but he goes deep into the Newman zone. To Chuck with it now from Middlebury behind the Newman cage. To McGovern. He's got Charles in the slot looking to get it to him. Dishes back to the point. Down low one more time. To McGovern. Shot from the point. Rebound in front. Shot just over the crease. Nice job there by Brandon McGovern, but he couldn't put it home. McGovern with it one more time. Behind the Newman net. Back to the point. Panthers executing a bit of a line change. Shot in on goal. Goes wide. But here come the Panthers. They're still controlling play. Gesanti. McClellan. Back to the point. Newman. Can they break it out? A little bit of difficulty. Panthers able to disrupt the attack. But Newman clears it down the ice. 11:15 left in the first period. No score. Middlebury and Newman.
It's just, again, good zonal pressure by the Panthers setting all that up.
And this is going to go a bit far as Middlebury tried to pass down the wing here in front of the Newman bench. Went without a touch. Icing the call. And with 11:05, we're going to skate this one back into the Middlebury zone.
What I'm noticing is the points are being left uncovered. Newman's trying to cram it all down low and prevent anything from inside, and the points are being left open. Let's look to see if Middlebury's going to use that to their advantage.
Right from the faceoff, a rifle of a shot there by Peruzio goes over the crease all the way down the net, the ice, after Middlebury tried to clear it, and we're going to skate this one back one more time for an icing call, icing infraction against the Panthers. Klein going to have a look at it from his left side this time.
Hey, it's just going to be interesting to see, because if they can get the puck back out to the point, I think they're going to have good opportunities, shots from the point and jumping on rebounds, because it looks as though Newman's a little scrambly when it gets down low like that.
Quest from the draw with McClellan around behind the net. Panthers just trying to get things settled down. Spencer Cage with it. Wow, big hit there right at the Middlebury blue line on Cage. Vinny Gisanti. McClellan, they can't get anything going. Back come the Knights. Peruzio flips it high over the Middlebury cage. That gives Tendler a chance to change up his troops. Middlebury, the long lead pass. Here we go. In on goal. Nice shot. Even nicer save as coming in on the left side. The Panthers had a great opportunity, but not really a whole lot going there as the lineman's shot was handled easily there by Tyler Lefebvre. Shots on goal early in the game here, favoring Middlebury by a margin of 10-2. Falvey down for the faceoff in the Newman zone. Falvey tries to win it back. He does. Back to the point. Slow rolling wrist shot. Not much going there. Picked off by the Knights. Pino throws it into the Middlebury zone. Panthers back there for it quickly. It's going to be Terry Gogan. Knights able to regroup, bring it back into the Middlebury zone. Pino in the corner. Gogan tries to take it away from him. He does, and Middlebury's going to be able to break free. Haggerty gains the blue line at Newman, throws it deep. Stevens goes in on the forecheck as Neil Sinclair gets some change up there for his forces. Lazaro can't get it out. Finally, just chipped out in the center ice area. Gogan with it. Cross ice to Doherty. Throws it into the Newman zone. Jake Charles going in. Taking the puck away. Charles in front to Greenwald. Shot goes high. Far side. Fishman down low. Around behind the net. Picked up in front. Jake Charles couldn't get his stick on it, or he could have tapped that one home for a Panther goal. And with 9-10, Newman clears it down the ice.
I tell you what, that play down there, a good interchange, had Newman scrambling in front, a wide open opportunity, just not able to convert.
Jake Charles tried to loft a little shot in there. Newman picked it off like an apple off a tree here in Addison County, and they return the attack down to the Middlebury zone, but the Panthers able to regroup very nicely, and back comes the Middlebury. Good end-to-end action in this game. McGovern, shot, rebound in front, no Panther there to tap that one home, and back comes Newman. Into the Middlebury zone, skated off into the corner. Board, around the boards, and back comes Middlebury. McGovern to McClellan, he's knocked off the pace, loses his stick, still going in, big hit, able to disrupt the play. Middlebury controls, but now back at center ice. Romoff to Gisanti. No one given an inch here, but back comes Newman now. Mullen, Jory Mullen, shot blocked at the Panther defense. 8:03 now left in the first period. No score, Newman and Middlebury. Pass through the center ice area. Gisanti picks it up. Vinny Gisanti gains center ice, throws into the Newman zone. Middlebury on a line change. Back there for it. Rogers for the Knights. To Lowe, working his way out of his own zone. Flip to the center ice area. Middlebury picks it off. Romoff, though, not able to get much going. Finally, turned around, gives it to Lyman. Lyman stopped at center ice. Back come the Knights. Over the Middlebury line. Shot off the stick of Shane Morrissey goes a bit wide. Davis with it in the far corner. Bounces out in front. Middlebury, though, unable to clear it out. Back to the point. Newman setting it up. Middlebury blocks it, clears it into the center ice area, and back come the Panthers. Quest stopped as he tried to get into the Newman zone. Back comes Newman, the Knights. Morrissey over the line, shot. Good save by Klein as he squares to the shooter. Lets the rebound go, though, and the Knights have it. It's going to be Davidson. Davidson looking to send it in front. He does, right through the crease area. No Knight there to tap that one home, and back comes Middlebury. over the line. Najjar, stop. Rebound. No one there. Newman clears it down the ice. Foot race for the puck. Toff going back. Beat back there by Doherty. Doherty to Gauguin. 6:35 left in the first period. Falvey dumps it into the Newman zone. Doherty crashes in to hold it there. Falvey goes to the corner. Picking it up, though, Vitanen. And back they start. Peruzzo. And offside is the call. 6:18. Wow, what pace.
You like this kind of hockey? This is what happens when both teams have a good aggressive forecheck that keep it simple. Nothing crazy. Don't go barreling in trying to make the extra hit. This is just solid forechecking. This is just good hockey right now. Good pace to this game. Yeah, shots are 11-3 right now, but you're seeing what both teams are capable of doing.
Faceoff just outside the Middlebury line. The Panthers regroup in their own zone. Back there for it is Neary. Neary skates center ice. Nicely done. Got it out to Falvey. He couldn't keep it on his stick, but it goes into the Newman zone. Back there for it is Haggerty. Haggerty trying to get something going there. He's stopped. Big hit there. Number 14, Ron Fishman levels O'Neill, and he's hurt. He's coming off. I think his shoulder's a little bit hurt there. Big shot delivered by Fishman to Stevens now, still in the Newman zone. Middlebury, bad shot, bad play there, as they're not able to get to the puck, and Newman almost makes him pay for it on a quick turnaround. Newman now with the puck. Newman in the Middlebury zone, in front, shot, stick to side by the Panthers. Middlebury getting a little bit fancy on that one. They had Newman with one player out for a while before O'Neill was able to get to the bench, but they kind of lost their focus just for a second, and now Newman has it better of it. Deep in the Middlebury zone, the Knights to Chuck, trying to take his player out. He does, but the puck's still in the Middlebury zone. Back to the point, shot, dribbles on through off the stick, Casey Rogers. Back to the other point. Steve Lowe wraps it high off the boards. Newman looking to bring it out in front. Have a player in the blue ice area. Back to the point. Lowe, left side. Wrist shot in front. Blocked by the Panthers. Back comes the attack. Jake Charles at center ice. Over the line. Right side. In behind the defense. Nice hip check there. Wow. A great hip check by Steve Lowe. And the Knights started off. 4:30 now left in the first period. And a whistle. And that's going to be an offside. Great hip check down here. Wow. This is some wonderful hockey.
I tell you, one in Ron Fishman, he timed that hit perfectly on Colin O'Neill. O'Neill's getting checked out at the bench now, but then at the other end, Steve Lowe, the captain, with the perfect hip check, upending Charles. It's just solid play, both ends of the ice, just no matter which way you look at it. It's been a well-played game thus far.
Faceoff is going to be just outside the Middlebury line, right in front of the Panther bench. Going down for the draw, Brandon McGovern against Mullen. Mullen wins it. It's back to Bertanen. He sends it into the Middlebury zone. Around the boards it goes. Davis with it. Tries to center it in front with the puck. Shot. And Steve Klein hugging the goalpost like his girlfriend hangs on for the save.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. You have to, though, sometimes when you got those at sharp angles like that, you have to hug that post. Steve Klein, not just on the post, but he also was in good position with his shoulders to make sure it didn't go high on him.
Panthers, a little bit of ragged play here, but it looks like the boys are going to get out. McClellan does. Sends it down for Gasanti, but I think that's going to be an icing call, so we're going to skate it all the way back into Mr. Klein's neighborhood. 4 minutes and 12 seconds now remaining in the first period. No score between Middlebury and Newman. Championship game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. Topf going down for the faceoff. Wins it back. Shot. Nice save by Steve Klein as he was partially blocked by that. And Middlebury now. Let's see if the boys can get something going here. Approaching a little under 4 minutes now. Shot goes in on goal. Stopped by Lefebvre. Lefebvre tries to clear it out. Middlebury, though, good job keeping it in, but back comes Peruzzo with Topf. Over the line. Shot goes a little wide as Watt almost had a chance to pick it off there. Still in the Middlebury zone. Newman, a shot from a bad angle. They got Annett back at the point. He takes the shot. It's wide. Bounces out in front. Middlebury clears it into the corner. Panthers lose it. A little bit of a turnover there. Shot blocked at the defense. Nice job by Romoff going down to block the pass, as there was a bit of a confusion there, and Spencer Cage left the puck behind him when he tried to clear it out. Top. Newman back to the point. Shot blocked by Middlebury. Turn around, whack it back in there again to Toff. Toff behind the Middlebury cage in front. Passed it perfectly to a Middlebury player, and back comes the Panther. Najer over the line. Fed it through to Chuck. Nothing going there. Newman, high, lazy loft shot. Gloved by the Panthers with 2:45 left. From the far side of the rink, they throw it into the night zone. Falvey taken out of the play. Middlebury sets it up at center ice. Newman, right in front of the Panther bench, contentious to dump it in. Gauguin trying to bring it out through a maze of players there. He does get it up to Haggerty. Haggerty by the Middlebury bench to Falvey. He's stopped at the blue line. Back come the Knights. Over the Middlebury line. Nice shot there off of the stick of number 20, O'Neill, but an even better save. And with 2:15 left now in the first period, a faceoff in the Middlebury zone. No score. The Knights and the Panthers.
Great. This game is going. It might be over by about 3:40, by about 5:45. It's just flying by right now.
Gagne going down for the draw against Fishman or Greenwald. And Gagne wins it back to the point. They send it down into the corner. Gagne with it again. Around behind the net, tries to fish it through the board. In the Middlebury zone, puck goes into the netting. And a whistle and a stoppage in play. Good crowd on hand here at Kenyon Arena for the championship game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. The Knights from Newman and the Panthers of Middlebury, the first time these two squads have met in history. And they've provided a great game and great entertainment so far through the first 19 minutes of this game. From the faceoff, shot goes wide of the Middlebury crease. Board with it, sends it around. Fishman to Tkachuk. Tkachuk. Hand it, took it down. Now here we go to Charles. Ahead to Greenwald. Greenwald shot in front. Rebound to Tkachuk. Not there. Couldn't get his stick on it. Jake Charles on the far side now to Greenwald. Greenwald can't bring it in front. Newman controls. Gagne. Charles and now Tkachuk. Tkachuk, rather. Doing the forechecking. It's center ice. It's Gagne over the Middlebury line into the far corner. In front shot. Excellent save there. Doctor, you can hang a star on that one as Klein makes a great save. And back comes the Panthers. A big shot by Brandon McGovern. Into the corner it goes. Jasanti, McGovern. McGovern looking to bring it out in front. He does. Back to the point. Romoff. Shot just goes wide.
It's just excellent.
To Jasanti.
What more can you say about the pace of this, huh?
To Romoff. Back to Romoff. Far side shot in front. Rebound. Cleared away by Newman and down the ice with 40 seconds remaining in the first period. Stopped by Steve Klein. Panthers on a line change. One more rush before the end of the period. Can Middlebury pull some magic here? Over the line. McClellan stopped. As it goes, 25 seconds left in the first period. McClellan. Over the line, here we go to Quest. Quest shot around behind the net. 12 seconds. Newman with it in their own zone. Stopped. Quest, one more shot for it. No, 7 seconds. It's cleared to center ice. Najar. To Terry Gauguin. There goes the horn. And what an incredible period of hockey. No score after the first 20 minutes. But this has to rank up with the best period of hockey for Middlebury this season. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont. In Weybridge.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold. The Earth's most beautiful gifts.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower and Brett Luthner back at Middlebury's Kenyon Arena, where after the first period of play, it's a scoreless tie. Middlebury and Newman, but Brett, this period, even though there's no goal scored, it was an exceptionally great period of hockey.
It is back and forth, up and down. The pace has been tremendous in this game. This is the way hockey is meant to be played in this day and age. You get in hard on the forecheck, you set up your cycle, you set up your offensive zone pressure, and instead of dropping back into a neutral zone trap or any of that stuff, you just, if you lose the puck, get it right back. You know, and that's what both teams are trying to do. They dump it in, they go hard after the puck on the forecheck. If they get the puck in the zone, they try to set everything up down low. You'll see a lot of guys cycling in, coming from the high slot down low. You try to work a pass in that way. We had a situation late in the period there, two-on-two. Max Greenwald had the puck on the right-wing boards. And this is the nuance of the game. If Kamil Tkachuk is 6 inches to his left, or 6 inches, 6 feet to his left, it's a bang, it's a tap-in for a 1-0 lead. And this is the part that, adjusting from Coach Beeney now to Coach Sinclair's, you kind of have to make the adjustment, and Tkachuk's a freshman, but you make that adjustment, like, all right, fine, you know, if I take that out a little bit wider, I'm all, it's either a pad save and I get to tuck it home, or on the other end, it's a chance for Greenwald to feather a pass across where there's more time for Tkachuk to just tap it home.
Mm-hmm.
It's these little things that develop from all the solid forechecking and the quick passing out. Let the puck do the skating for you. rather than sitting there and trying to skate, you know, odd man, you know, single efforts aside yesterday, by and large, let the puck do the movement for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have here. End of one. Yeah, even though it's scoreless, you had 28 shots on goal in that period between the two teams. And it's just, it's up and down, exciting hockey where, you know, if this were a playoff game as opposed to, you know, not taking anything away from the tournament this weekend, but we're talking, if this is an NCAA tournament game, everybody's going crazy in the building because there's that much more tension. Mm-hmm. So it's just a great first period.
You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
The NHL scoreboard update is sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supplies on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Four games tonight. Dallas and the New York Islanders play at 5 p.m. Minnesota and Florida, 6 p.m. Ottawa visits Chicago at 7 p.m. and Winnipeg and Anaheim at 9 p.m. start. So nobody's playing right now. There are four games later on this evening. The NHL scoreboard update, once again, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. One thing from earlier in the season, Kim, the 49th save performance that Liam Moorfield Yee gave at Hamilton back in December is now third all-time in Middlebury College history behind the 52 save performances of Ron DiGregorio back on March 1st, 1968, and Pete Brown on March 8th, 1967, which got you to reminiscent about some of the other records in Middlebury hockey history.
Well, you know, as we enter a new year here, I mean, the fabric of Middlebury hockey is just so darn rich here. I mean, when you start looking just at the goaltending records here, as you were doing there, just look and think, Middlebury fans, because I know you all are going to know these players because they're in the new era. Ross Cherry, back in on March of 2008, Cherry 37 saves in net for the Panthers. Doug Rader, Cap Raiders kid, back in 2007, 34 saves. And then, who can forget Ferrion and Bourbeau, the backbone of the four consecutive championships rolling out of the 99 era. That was just phenomenal. And Ferrion, 33 saves, ties himself twice for it, once in 97 and once in 96. Chris Ferrion and Francois Bourbeau, again, for their 4 years that they were at Middlebury, Coach Beeney alternated them each and every game, made no difference. Nobody was on a hot streak. They both were two of the finest goaltenders ever in Middlebury history. Lowest goals against. Let's look at some more goaltending records here. Who do we got for who do we have for the lowest goals against? Francois Bourbeau, 98. Christian Carlson, the Swede, comes in as Bourbeau was 1.21 in 1998. 1.21 goals against. Those are the glory years for Middlebury. Carlson in 2001, 1.43 lowest goals against. Carlson in 92, 1.39. Ross Cherry in 06, 1.40. Chris Ferrion, Francois Bourbeau's running mate, 1.5 in 1996. So just some great goaltending records here. Lowest goals against average, highest saves percentage. Ross Cherry, 94.3% back in 05. Francois Bourbeau, 94.2% in 98. Raider, 93.5 in 6. Chris Ferrion, 93.1 in 98, and Ross Cherry again coming in not only with number one but at number five with a 9.30. So some great goaltending records here for Middlebury over the years, and Steve Klein and Liam Moorfield Yee looking to add to that. You've been listening to the NHL Scoreboard Update sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury, and you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Dillon Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Dillon Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles. Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs.
Ride one.
And you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Dillon Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank Real. Live Real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Play just underway here in the second period, and it's Middlebury with the puck in their own zone, breaking out sharply as McGovern over the Newman line. Shot! Wow, a big ole save there off of the glove of Tyler Lefebvre. Kind of looked like he was trying to save his face from getting smacked with that puck. It was coming in pretty fast.
Yeah, pretty much, you see a puck coming at your face, and your first instinct is to try to snap that glove up, a la Ricky Henderson with his old snap catch. But yeah, you see something coming about 90 at your face. That's your first reaction.
Max Greenwald down for the faceoff of the Panthers. Shot right from the draw by Tkachuk. Blocked by the Newman defense, and they wrap it high in the air into the center ice area. Middlebury back there for it. Nice with Spencer Cage in his own zone. Cage, long pass up ice for Jake Charles. And not so good on that one. Icing the call. We were going to skate this one back into the Middlebury zone. Jake Charles saying, what did I do? And really, he didn't do anything. It was all Spencer Cage sending it down the ice and Jake not touching it. So icing coming back deep into the Middlebury zone. Just 51 seconds gone in the second period. No score between the Knights and the Panthers. Cage around the nets to Romov. Tries to feed it back to Greenwald. He lets it go into the Newman zone. Chasing it back there, Steve Lowe. With Mullen. Jory Mullen sends it down the ice. Tendler gets a line change. Middlebury stands pat. Doherty. Well, takes a little bit of a fall as he loses an edge. Gets up. Jake Charles now continues on his shot in front. Nice little body save there by Lefebvre. And the Knights send it down into the Middlebury zone. Terry Gogan to Charles. Jake Charles needs to get off the ice. He's been on there since the beginning of the period just about. Going to get some tired legs there. And the Panthers try to clear something up in the center ice area. Lyman throws it into the Newman zone. Sinclair gets some fresh legs out with 18:15 now left in the second period. Back to Gogan. Gogan shot. And Newman keeping the shooting lanes clear allows Tyler Lefebvre, the junior from Ashburn, Virginia, to make a nice clean save. And with 18:08 left in the second period, a faceoff coming to the left-hand side. No score here at Kenyon Arena.
It's just been, again, the pace picked up right where it left off in the first period.
Some little issues going on. Finally, the puck drop. Back to the point. Wrist shot. Oh, nice one. Dandy little wrister there from Matt Doherty, but an even finer save by Tyler Lefebvre, and we'll start this one up again. Doherty had a great shooting line there.
But yeah, clean face-off wouldn't help that.
Yep. That was Najar from the faceoff. Sends it into the corner. Lyman sends it in front to Quest. Quest could get his stick on it. And back come the Knights at center ice in front of their own bench. Stopped. Back checking by Doherty, but the Knights continue on into the Middlebury zone. Drop shot in front. Blocked nicely by Matt Doherty. Knights continue on. Setting up in front. They've got a man there. They feathered it through to him, but picked up by Mike Najar. Najar now in front of the Middlebury bench. On a tear down the right side. Couldn't get a shot away, and Quest has it. Quest to Haggerty. Haggerty in front. Shot just goes through the crease area into the far corner. Haggerty goes after it again. Sends the shot in front. Newman takes it aside. And Pino skates through center ice. Gains the Middlebury line. Newman wants a line change. Back come the Panthers. Gogan clears over the Newman line. His high shot goes into the netting and a stoppage in play. 16:57 now left in the second period. No score between the Newman Knights and the Middlebury Panthers.
Man, just the pace is continuing to be a nice, just fast pace. Not too frenetic, though. It's a very controlled pace, but it's a good pace to this game.
Falvey can't win the draw, but it's Neary who tries to keep it in, but back come the Knights. Gagne in front, score! The Knights put it through! Low from Gagne, and the Knights jump out to a 1-0 lead.
And that's exactly what I was talking about at the intermission, whereas if you take it 6 feet to the left, you got that opportunity. Well, here the Knights do that, charging down that left, you know, a 2-on-1, puck coming down the right wing side, and player off the puck coming down, stays outside to the left wing side, you know, or just inside that left wing circle, so when the pass goes across, he just has to slam it home.
Beauty play, beautiful goal, good pace of the game. Middlebury down by one. Newman grabs the lead at 3:12 of the second period. Newman carries the play back into the Middlebury zone. Let's see how the Panthers respond to this. Play in the corner. Cage with it for Middlebury. Under a little bit of forecheck. Skates back in after Davis. And they throw it. The other goal, the other assist there going to number 25, I believe, Board.
Yes, you are correct.
So Middlebury now puck down in the Newman zone. Around the boards, Gauguin on the far side. Behind the net, DeVisanti. Gasanti, top of the slot, Doherty gets ready. Here comes shot! Oh, and a beauty. A beauty, but right into the breadbasket of Tyler Lefebvre, and he hangs on for a faceoff. So, at 3:12, Newman breaks through. They dent the twine. John Lowe from Gagne and Board.
And again, John Lowe keeping it to just inside that left-wing faceoff circle in the 2-on-1. That was the key to that play. If he's coming in on the right-wing circle, it's probably not going to get that opportunity.
Let's see how Middlebury reacts. Here we got Greenwald now from the faceoff. Newman able to clear it out, but Middlebury not giving any ground at center ice. They just wrap it back in, continuing to dump and chase. Jake Charles back there for it. Charles in front to Tkachuk. Back to Doherty. Doherty's shot hits the side of the cage. Jake Charles goes for it in the corner. Davidson back for Newman. Ragging the puck out to center ice. To Pino. Pino throws it into the Middlebury zone. Back there for it, Terry Gauguin. Also charging in O'Neill for the Knights. To Tkachuk now. Here we go, boys. Over the line to Tkachuk. Feeding it. In front shot. Bad angle shot there, but it was taken by Mike Najar. And almost got by Taylor Lefebvre, who again, hugging that goalpost like his girlfriend, hangs in there for the save.
Yeah, I think Najar might have tried to center it back and just didn't have any angle to do so. But still, Lefebvre had to be sharp to, you know, otherwise that's banking in and we got a tie game.
Newman shoots it down to the Middlebury zone where Fishman has it. Around the boards. Picked off by Najar. In on goal. Good shot there off the stick of Lyman, but a better save. Najar. To Tkachuk. Back to the point. To Fishman shot in front. Almost tapped in there off the stick of number 19, Mike Najar. The Panthers come oh so close. Fishman one more time from the far point. Sends it into the corner where Quest goes after. Quest hit from behind. He goes down. Neary tries to keep it in, but Newman clears it down the ice. And as it crosses the red line, that whistle means an icing call with 14:04 now left in the second period. Newman 1, Middlebury 0.
You know what I'm noticing, Kim, is Tyler Lefebvre is very aggressive in goal. And if I'm Middlebury, I wouldn't be so surprised. Let's use that aggression against him. Get him going post to post. Get him overcommitting to a shot and slide a pass across. Let's see if we can get this guy out of position.
From the faceoff, over to Romov. Romov to Cage. Now to Stevens. They can't keep it alive in the Newman zone. But Romov picks it up. Oh, but Falvey over the line in front of him. So on that return to the promised land in the Newman net, offside against the Panthers. 13:49 remaining in the second period. Newman 1, Middlebury no score.
Actually, on that one, I'm not so sure it was Falvey so much. It was Stevens hadn't gotten out of the zone yet, and that's what happened there. Just got to get that little extra stride, get it out of the zone, or hold it up a bit, get that play onside.
Falvey to Doherty to Gogan. Gogan throws it in for Stevens. Deep in the Newman zone. Stevens races in there after it. Along with Haggerty. Digging for the puck against Casey Rogers. And Gagne for the Knights. Finally able to free the zone. Throws it out in front of the penalty box where Gogan has it. Tried to feed it ahead to Falvey. Newman in on the zone though. Shot and deflected off the stick of Matt Doherty as number 16. Low for the Knights came in, had a good chance for a shot, but Doherty deflects it into the netting and will start this one up in the faceoff in the Middlebury zone to the right side of Stephen Klein. 13:12 left in the second period. Newman up by one. McGovern wins the draw into the corner against Neary. Had Gasanti on a tear, gets it to him, but that's going to be offside.
Oh. There's a lot of confusion here because initially the rule was icing. Then I thought that the lead linesman had waved it off, and then they put the arm up for the icing again. So in the end, they're saying it was icing, face-off all the way down into the middle of Middlebury zone.
All right, well, they're going to crank this one up again. McGovern going down against Jory Mullen. Mullen wins it. Into the corner, Morrissey sends it for Davis. Cycling down low, Davis ragging it out in front. Stop. Dishes to Jory Mullen. Mullen to Morrissey. Panthers having some difficulty controlling the puck as that top line for the Knights doing a good job keeping it in the Middlebury zone. Panthers keep whacking and hacking at it. Finally, nope, they can't get it out. Back to Rogers at the point. His shot goes wide. Davis with it. Around behind the net to Morrissey. Morrissey looking to dish it in front. He's got Jory Mullen in the slot. Shot! And good shot, but an even better save by Steve Klein. After the fact, Davis taking a little whack at Klein's midsection, and Ron Fishman not taking a little umbrage to that, shall we say?
Yeah, a little bit, but what happens is sometimes when you're starting to go after the puck and then the whistle is blown and the tap comes almost instantaneously, guys will be like, hey, chill, and then that's it. They usually don't go crazy about it. So it's those that come a second or two afterwards that you'll see a lot of pushing and shoving.
Greenwald from the faceoff loses it. Back to the point it goes. Annett in front. Newman shot, score! Newman! Number 13 for Newman. Lazaro picks the puck off of a nice centering shot from the point, and Newman extends their lead to 2-0.
And Lazaro beat Greenwald to the spot. And that's what happened there. You know, everything cycling down low, the shot deflected around a little bit, and Lazaro on the angle he was coming in beat Greenwald to that spot and tucked it home. And so now with 12:20 to go, the Panthers down 2.
Good hockey. Excellent hockey, but Newman taking advantage of their opportunities in this period, whereas Middlebury has not. And now the pushing starts a little bit here. Right from the faceoff, the puck going into the Newman zone, or Middlebury charged with an offside right at the Newman zone. But
number 13, Zach Lazaro, assist to number 10, Kenley Pino, and number 20, Colin O'Neill.
So it's O'Neill and Pino picking up the assists, and there's still a little bit of a scrum and a little bit of argumentation going here in front of the Newman bench.
So to recap that one, it's Lazaro's third from Pino and O'Neill at 7:40.
Here come the Panthers. Stop. And nope, they stopped Newman. All right, here we go. Greenwald over the line. Panthers sharp to in front. Just went wide of the net there as Tkachuk had a shot at it. Panthers sharp on the offense. Just haven't been able to bury their chances. Newman has. Score 2-0. Greenwald. Shot from the blue line. Chases his puck down. Here we go. Tkachuk now. in the corner. Wheeling against the Cheka low. To Greenwald. Back to the point. To Romov. Romov. To Jake Charles. Here we go. Here's the setup. To Quest in front. Stopped. Newman breaks free at center ice. Contentious to gain the center ice line. Sending it down is Watt. Newman on a line change. Romov for the Panthers at his own blue line by the penalty box. Sends it deep into the Newman zone. Racing in Quest. To Lyman. In the corner in the Newman zone. Trying to send it back to Cage. Cage, wrist shot. Flutters in. And no one there to really tap that one. It was just a flutter like a butterfly. But Lefebvre makes the save with 11:03 now remaining in the second period. Newman up by a score of 2-0 over the Middlebury Panthers.
And it's right now just the crowd that is here on what's looking to be a snowy afternoon, early evening. A little silent right now with the Panthers down too.
Back to the point. Nice shot by Doherty, but it was deflected and it just dribbled on through where Lefebvre makes the save. Far side, Gauguin, his shot just goes wide. Quest to Gauguin. In front, tried to feather it through to Najer. Stopped, and Newman sends it down the ice. Chasing it down there is Doherty for Middlebury. Back against Board for Newman. Newman picks it up, Board with it. Newman setting it up, far side. Newman comes in, wrist shot. Saved by Klein, but he can't control the puck. Into the corner it goes. Back to Vertanen. Vertanen's shot blocked. Back come the Panthers. 2-on-2 if they hurry. Nope, that's not going to work. Went just beyond the stick of Mark Lyman. And back to center ice it is. Panthers throw it in. That would be a delayed offside. They clear the zone. Lyman back for the forecheck for the Panthers. Newman with the puck at center ice. Right beneath us here. Over the Middlebury line. Offsides. 9:58 left in the second period. Newman 2, Middlebury, no score.
Jory Mullen trying to get into the zone, and Shane Morrissey just a fraction offside there to get the whistle. The pace is picked up right where it left off in the first. And unfortunately for Middlebury, it's been two plays where, you know, players going down the right lanes and just having a step on their Middlebury counterparts has developed a 2-0 lead here.
Falvey against Mullen on the faceoff. Mullen wins it back just outside the Middlebury line. Sends it cross to Vertanen. He throws into the Middlebury zone. Back there for it. Neary. Neary in front. Loses the puck. Almost paid for it as Joey Mullen sent one high over the crossbar. Newman intercepts it. Coming out. Another shot. Blocked. Good save off of the stick of Stephen Klein. As that time, it was Mike Davis looking for the one-timer. As Newman, two chances there. They're going to wish they had back, and Middlebury finally clears it down the ice with 9:25 left in the second period. Newman quickly tapping the puck into the Middlebury zone, gives them not much time to make a change as Spencer Cage has it. Cage, far side, in front of his own bench, crisscrosses to center ice, over the line, that's going to be offside as he trapped Zach Haggerty in the zone, just couldn't quite hold that line, couldn't toe drag that enough, and with 9:12, another faceoff. Just outside the Newman line.
Yeah, Middlebury's got to be a little careful with their passes, especially the second pass coming on the breakout. That last time, Newman had an opportunity after reading the play well, developed something down low, but couldn't get a shot on goal.
Romov, the shot. Panthers to Chuck has it. To McClellan. Romov's shot goes around behind the net. McGovern with it. Nowhere to go. Getting tied up behind the Newman net. Giassanti finally breaks it free. Back to the point. To Cage. Cage's shot. What a great save there as Tyler Lefebvre is turning in one dandy game so far. He makes a nice clean save. Hangs on for a faceoff. 8:41 left. Shots on goal so far this game. 25 for the Panthers. 17 for the Knights, but where it counts on the scoreboard, Newman's up by a score of 2-0.
Coach Matt Tindler must have known something when he put in Tyler Lefebvre here this afternoon, because he's been playing well.
The youngster from Ashburn, Virginia, junior, just his second start for the season. Newman now That was just a big mess there at the Newman Blue Line. Had some players touching it with a high stick or something, and
I believe hand pass.
High stick, hand pass. It was just an ugly play.
It was just an absolute. I mean, that player trying to get out was a dumpster fire right there. Sometimes this happens in a game when you got a pace such as this. Every now and again, it gets a little squirrely.
Greenwald down on the faceoff for the Panthers, right side of Lefebvre. He wins the draw. Shot. Oh, and it was a quick shot there off the stick of Camille Tkachuk. But unfortunately, off of a stick and into the crowd or the netting behind the goal, and we'll start this one up again.
Actually, I think Lauri Vitanen, number 18, dragged a leg behind, and it went off that leg and up and out of play. Because if he doesn't drag that leg behind to try to get anything on it, that's a good quality scoring opportunity there for the Panthers.
Jake Charles, a shot. Good body save there by Lefebvre. Cross ice. Here we go. Top the slot. Gauguin. How Tyler Lefebvre saw that shot to pick that off like a cherry from a tree, I'll never know. But it was through a mass of players, and he just put the old glove out there. Hangs on for the faceoff.
It's a trick that I used back in my adult playing days. Is sometimes if you get low enough and try to peek around a corner, you kind of anticipate where that play is going to go. And that's pretty much what he did there. He got in a low enough crouch, a low enough butterfly where he could peek through some legs. And so that actually did see the shot coming all the way. It was a good play by him.
Doherty, the shot in front, just deflected at the last moment. Panthers, some good pressure there. Doherty, a nice shot, but back fly the Knights. Into the Middlebury zone. Doherty back, skating cleanly out of his own zone. Nice to Charles in front of the Middlebury bench. To Greenwald in the corner in the Newman zone. Waiting for his teammates to catch up. He's waiting. Takes the shot in front. In front shot. And a rebound out very quickly. Jake Charles popped it right back into the pads of Tyler Lefebvre. And he hangs on for a faceoff with 7:45 now remaining in the second period. Newman 2. Middlebury, no score.
Good pressure again, but what Newman has done well this period was when the play gets down low, they're bodying up Middlebury players very well, and they're not getting too scrambly in the zone. That always helps.
Rogers tries to clear it out. He's stopped. Lyman sends it in, but he stopped on his attempt, and back at center ice is Middlebury. Lyman going to try it out one more time. Two on two over the line. Drop pass. Shot just over the top of the crossbar was Brandon Quest.
I think Lyman tipped it on the way in.
Newman finally able to clear their own zone, and back they fly at center ice. It's Pino into the Middlebury zone. Fishman picking it up. Fishman tries to feather it through. Has his man up ice, Najjar. Najjar's shot, kind of a weak one that makes its way in, and Lefebvre says, I've seen enough of that. Holds on for a faceoff. 7:06 remaining in the second period. The championship game of the Middlebury Holiday Tournament, sponsored by Friends of Panther Hockey.
I'm not far off on my 5:45 prediction. Maybe 5:50 at this point. It's still moving pretty quickly. And all sorts of confusion. Nope, they're not going to allow that last second substitution.
Yeah, they tried that one. It was like, Spencer, you can try to get off the ice, but not really. Spencer Cage trying to get off. I think they're looking to get Terry Gauguin on, but the referee said, nah, got to play it, boys. Back to Romov, a shot. Now, Spencer says, I'm getting off the ice, ref, please. He skates off. Back comes Gauguin, along with his line mate Doherty, as Romov and Cage hit the bench. So we got Doherty on the left point, Gauguin on the right, but we got Newman with the puck. Nice job there by Doherty, keeping it alive on the left side. To McClellan. Shot by Gauguin, blocked. Gauguin without a stick, without a glove, rather. And a penalty coming up here. It looks like it's going to be a trip. And let's see who's going to be going to the box here. It looks like it's going to be a Newman player. This will be Middlebury's first power play of the game, isn't it, Brett?
Yes, it's the first power play for either side.
That's right. There were the matching minors in the first.
And this will be Mike Davis heading to the box.
Well, if you're going to have someone from Newman in the box, I guess the leading scorer is as good as anybody.
Yep.
even though he has not been a force today. It's kind of some of the second-level players for Newman. But in any event, Middlebury has the power play with 6:40 now left in the second period. Great opportunity for the Panthers to get back into this one. But it's Gagne stealing the puck, coming into the Middlebury zone. Shot on goal. Middlebury finally does clear it aside. Dangerous chance there, but back comes Romoff to Greenwald. It's center ice. Gains the Newman line. Goes to the far corner. Drops it back to the point. To Romoff. To Greenwald. In front with Charles. Shot blocked and taken aside. Newman tries to clear but not out. Greenwald. Got Charles in front. Along with Tkachuk. To Romoff. To Greenwald. To Tkachuk. Tkachuk takes the shot. Good save by Tyler Lefebvre, and he hangs on with 1:14 now left in the Middlebury power play.
Coming into this game, Middlebury 1-for-11 on the power play this season. That's 9.1%. That's unfortunately down near the bottom, 74th in Division 3. The Knights killing them off are 38 of 44. That is tied for 28th with an 86.4 effectiveness.
Panthers just unable to keep that alive in their own zone. Cage goes back to center ice to Romoff to Greenwald. Over the right side, Newman line he gains. In with Tkachuk in the corner to Charles. Charles in the corner alone. Looking to dish back to Romoff. Romoff. Near side. Back to Greenwald in front. He had Spencer Cage there, but Cage couldn't pull the trigger. Back to Greenwald, 40 seconds left. In front, Panthers. Charles makes the shot. Stop. Save. A big scramble. Nobody be able to pick up the puck. It's back to the point to Romoff. Romoff throws it in. Shot. And this time, Tyler Lefebvre makes the save and hangs on. 29 seconds, and the Panthers coming oh so close to knock, knock, knocking on the door.
It's, again, they had Newman scrambling there in the zone. I think what you want to do is, in this case, when you get a scramble like that and then a puck eventually comes to the point, let's take that extra pass across and see if we can develop. See if you can get the goalie who's been scrambling now when he's back up. Get him going post to post. Get the, especially a goalie that's over-aggressive, as we've seen Lefebvre be today. So let's see if you can get him going more lateral. Get him going post to post. Get him trying to pick up the puck in all different sorts of areas.
Face off, back to Fishman. Fishman top of the slot. Here it comes. Shot. Blocked at the defense. Into the corner it goes. Middlebury. 16 seconds left, and Newman shoots it down the ice. Fishman back there for it. Toth. Top. Doing a good job in the forecheck. Toth loses his stick. Middlebury with 3 seconds left in the power play. To Stevens. In on goal. Shot. Score! Travis Stevens coast to coast, and the Panthers draw within one. The goal coming at the 15-18 mark of the second period.
Excellent shot by Travis Stevens. It might have taken a little bit of a deflection, but still tucked it in under the bar. And just when the penalty had expired. So not a power play goal, but still Stevens did well. Coming down the slot, found his spot, went after it. If anything, the slightest of tips, but enough to put it home, and they've cut the lead in half, have the Panthers.
We'll see if there's any assist on that. But it's Newman now bringing the play back into the Panther zone. Shot unassisted for Travis Stevens as he goes coast to coast a la Bobby Orr. And he brings the Panthers within one. And face-off now after that shot by the Knights. Coming to the left side of Stephen Klein, and Middlebury finally able to break through with a great individual effort by Travis Stevens. Newman from the face-off. In the corner it goes. Newman trying to center it out in front. They've got that high-octane line out there, but they can't feed it through to him. And now there's going to be a penalty here on Middlebury. Looks like Terry Gogan's going maybe for a boarding call.
Got to stay out of the box against this team in particular. Roughing is the call, looked like.
Yep, Terry Gogan is the offending player. So with 4:16, Middlebury, which is now clawed back within one, forced to kill off a two-minute penalty here. And let's just see how the Panthers do on this. They've got a pretty good power or penalty kill team.
This is the irresistible force against the immovable object.
Back to the point. Newman. High shot in front. Newman knocks it down. In front, back to the point. Middlebury trying to block the shot. They can't do it. It goes to Gagne. He's out there with low shot. Off the crossbar. Horseshoes for the Panthers. And the Panthers clear it down the ice. Foot race for the puck. Panthers not able to get in there, but Zach Haggerty finally knocks his Newman player off the puck. Haggerty, a one-man wrecking crew as there's three Knights down there. Finally, Falvey comes into it. Falvey now, and Haggerty disrupting the Newman attack, but back come the Knights on their high horse over the penalty box line. In on goal, taken away. Fishman tries to clear it, but not out. Newman, Gagne, near side, walking in on goal. Newman without a stick. Gagne says, we're going to slow this one down. Davis with it, top of the slot. In on goal, shot, wrister. Goes to the boards behind the net. Davis with it again. Newman just kicking that broken stick out of the way. Falvey finally able to kick it. And it's loose to Zach Haggerty. Haggerty, Fishman, two on one. In on goal to Haggerty. Falvey goes wide. Great chance for a shorthanded goal. Back come the Knights. Two on one over the Middlebury line. In on goal, shot high over the crossbar and into the netting. What action, Brett, end to end.
It eventually developed into a 3-on-2 on one end, and some people say too much passing. It just everybody bunched up down low because the play slowed down at the very end of it, and that's what broke everything up shorthanded for the Panthers. At the other end, a 2-on-1 and a forward, Max Greenwald, back in as the one, but still did a great job to deflect the shot up and over the bar.
39 seconds left in the Panther penalty. They throw it down the ice. Jumping into the play very quickly there is Najjar. He sets up on the forecheck. Newman, here they go. Got some speed through the neutral ice area. Over the Middlebury line. Ah, don't leave the puck behind you. And there comes Fishman, or Greenwald. Greenwald, his shot. Deflected high as Max Greenwald steals the puck. As Newman made one too many juke moves trying to get over the Middlebury line.
Here's just statistically how what we're looking at here. Middlebury killing penalties off 17 for 18 on the season, 94.4%, second in the nation. Newman, on the other hand, 15 of 51. That's a 29.4 effectiveness. That's second in the nation as well.
Well, with 10 seconds left, Newman's in their own zone. Casey Rogers is with the puck, and Casey coming through middle ice. Sends it into the Middlebury zone, goes in there. Tracks the puck down against Spencer Cage. Cage, though, comes away with it. Middlebury, the penalty has expired. 2-on-2. Over the Newman line. Jasanti. Check that. Najjar. He can't get anywhere with it. And Newman brings it back. Topf. Loses it. Whoa, dangerous play there, but Cage gets away with it. To Jasanti. To Cage. Shot. Off the stick of McGovern. Blocked. Jasanti behind the Newman net. 1:41 left in the second period. Middlebury down by one by a score of 2-1. Jasanti in front. Had a notion to get it to McClellan. He couldn't feather it through to him. Gauguin from a bad angle. And goes all the way into the stands on the opposite side, right by the Friends of Panther Hockey booth. The booster club here for the team. Sponsoring today's tournament, and a stoppage in play with 1:27 now left in the second period. Newman 2, Middlebury 1. A beauty goal by Travis Stevens. All the scoring here in the second period, but he brought the game a little bit closer after Newman had raced out this period to a 2-0 lead. Jasanti to Charles. Around the boards, Gauguin tries to pinch in. Nice job. Terry keeps it alive. Got it over to Chuck. His shot goes into the corner. And Newman finally able to get to center ice. Panthers trying to turn the attack quickly. Greenwald throws it in the far side. Races in. Tried to retrieve the puck himself. Can't get to it. Board tries to clear it out. He's stopped by Jake Charles behind the Newman net. Charles got Doherty back at the point. To Gauguin. Gauguin skates around one player. Shot! Just deflects and goes wide as Terry Gauguin had a grade-A opportunity. 39 seconds left. Doherty, along with Greenwald, they comes in front. Back to Gauguin. Terry Gauguin from the right side. His shot blocked. Haggerty goes off the ice. Middlebury, 25 seconds. Falvey comes on, and Newman shoots it down the ice.
And they had Newman scrambling to the Panthers.
And here we go. Newman caught on a bit of a line change. See if the Panthers can take advantage. Travis Stevens wraps it in there. Newman completes the line change. Middlebury gets some fresh legs out there with 9 seconds left. That'll be a penalty against Middlebury as Falvey just hauled down his Newman player in over the line. Seconds left before the end of the period. Shot! Goes into the corner. There goes the horn. And the Panthers will be starting the third period with a one-man disadvantage as Falvey is going to be going in the box at the 20-minute mark. But what a great period of hockey. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Dillon Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Dillon Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles. Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs. Ride one and you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Dillon Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Two periods are in the books for the Middlebury Holiday Classic Championship, and at this point it's the Newman Knights leading the Middlebury Panthers by a score of 2-1. Kim Lower and Brett Luthner here bringing you all the action. And it was Newman that broke out on top in the second period after a scoreless first. At 3:12, John Lowe puts the Knights on top 1-0. Falvey can't win the draw, but it's Neary who tries to keep it in, but back come the Knights. Gagne in front, score! The Knights put it through. Low from Gagne, and the Knights jump out to a 1-0 lead. So the Panthers back on their heels just a little bit and still struggling. 4 minutes and 28 seconds later, Newman extends the lead to 2-0 when Lazaro puts it home from O'Neill and Pino. Greenwald from the faceoff loses it. Back to the point it goes. Annett. In front, Newman shot, score! Newman, number 13 for Newman. Lazaro picks the puck off of a nice centering shot from the point, and Newman extends their lead to 2-0. But the Panthers hung tough in that period. The pace of the game, as Brett and I have been talking about, has been just a blistering fast one. And at 15-18, the Panthers' pressure and the Panthers' persistence paid off. Travis Stevens goes end-to-end and gives Middlebury their first score of the afternoon. Into the corner it goes, Middlebury. 16 seconds left, and Newman shoots it down the ice. Fishman back there for it. Toth. Doing a good job in the forecheck. Toth loses his stick. Middlebury with 3 seconds left in the power play. To Stevens. In on goal. Shot score! Travis Stevens coast to coast, and the Panthers draw within one. The goal coming at the 15-18 mark of the second period. Great goal for Travis Stevens. It came just after the penalty to Newman had expired, so it's not a power play goal, but the Panthers will take it any way they can get it. And at the end of the second period, Middlebury down by a score of 2-1.
Again, very fast pace to it. Good goal by Stevens at the end of that second period to get this at a one-goal game heading into the third. And if the first two are any indication, you're set for a barn burner here in period three.
You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you got to come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at vermontfederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. We'll be right back.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
The out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard is sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge.
Five games involving NESCAC teams. Amherst in the consolation game at the Salem State Tournament lost to Salem State, 5-4 final there. Williams in the consolation game at Oswego, they beat Castleton State 7-1. Manhattanville over Wesleyan 4-3 in the consolation game in the Norwich tournament up in Northfield. This game going on right now. And then the only other one is also going on. It's in the first period. Norwich leads Trinity 1-0. That's the championship game of the Norwich tournament up there in Northfield, Vermont, as you like to say, over the mountains, over
through
there,
the woods.
And
through the woods.
The out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Let's laugh some more. Are you kidding me with some of the all these old records before the modern day, if you will?
This is for Middlebury fans. You're going to need to go back in your Wayback Machine a long time. But I know if you've been a Panther fan, even if you didn't see these boys play in their prime, you're going to remember number 16, Phil Latreille, number 16 on your scorecard, number 1 in your heart. And you're going to remember number 14, Mike Caron. Just read some of the records there, Brett. Just oozing with, oh my gosh.
Well, we know who shot and we know who passed. Mike Caron passed it. 10 assists in a game versus Cornell, February 1959. In a season 62, that's the 58-59 season. And in the career, it spanned from 1955 to 59, Mike Caron had 134 helpers. On the other side of things, Phil Latreille, 10 goals in a game against Colgate in 1960, 80 goals in a season in 60.
That sounds like NHL quality stuff there.
It sounds like NHL 16 if I'm playing on my PlayStation. Or Wayne Gretzky or Brett Hull. Take your pick. You can go to Tamu Solani and Alex Mogilny too. Career, 250 goals from 1957 to 1961. 346 points. That means 250 goals and 96 assists. And if you want to have a little crack about it, of the 96 assists, how many of them were shots that somebody buried the rebound? But still, those are absurd numbers when you look at a four-year collegiate career. They're absolutely absurd. When you're getting, somewhere in the neighborhood of 85 points a season, are you nuts with this? But sure enough, it's sitting right there.
And that was in the old days. Of course, Phil Latreille getting a very brief look with the New York Rangers, and that was back when only six teams were playing, so it was not a diluted talent pool at all. Ooh. So Phil had a brief look there, was not able to stay up there, though. But also, you got to remember, just think about where they were playing. They were either playing outside or they were playing at the old Duke Nelson Arena, chicken wire and all. So just some great goals, some great records, and some great players. Phil Latreille and Mike Caron. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday, starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Middlebury will be starting the period. One man down, Falvey in penalty at the 20-minute mark. So on fresh ice, Newman will have a 2-minute advantage on the power play. So let's see how this unfolds. Newman will be skating right to left on your radio dial as they're attacking the goal down at the Middlebury end of the rink. And they throw it into the Panther zone. Bouncing puck gave Klein a little bit of a trouble there, but he sticks it into the corner, and Middlebury goes after it. Greenwald relays it to Najer. Najer down the ice, and back goes the Knight attack. Casey Rogers back there, along with Jory Mullen. To Morrissey, he's stopped. Back comes Greenwald. Greenwald buying some time, rags it into the corner. Steve Lowe tries to knock him off the puck. Finally, he does. 1:18 left in the penalty to Middlebury. Back comes Davis. He's stopped at the Middlebury line. Finally, wraps it into Morrissey. Morrissey behind the Middlebury net. He can't get a hold of it. And Najar fails to clear for the Panthers. Morrissey in front, shot, rebound. Good job by Klein staying with the puck. 55 seconds left in the Middlebury penalty. Back to the point to Lowe. Shot blocked. Nice job there by McClellan. Middlebury now finally finds an opening, wraps it down the ice, right on net, as a matter of fact. Good save there by Tyler Lefebvre. And the Newman attack has to go the length of the ice with 36 seconds left in their power play opportunity. Here they go over the Middlebury line. 3-on-1 in front. Backhand trying to wrap it around. Middlebury able to tick it off the stick into the corner. Klein, a dangerous position on that one, but his teammates held him up on that one. Shot from the point. A bomb by Vatanen goes wide. 12 seconds left. Newman tries to send it back to the point. Here we come. One-time shot. Deflected off a Middlebury stick. Davidson never got a good shot at it. Penalty about ready to expire, but it's Newman with the pressure in the Middlebury zone, stepping in front. Panthers able to take it out of harm's way. Fishman, little undecisive on trying to get it out. Newman making them pay for it as they hold the pressure in the Middlebury zone. McGovern now trying to kick at the puck. Finally able to bring it out. He's knocked off the puck right in front of the Newman bench. Fishman with it now in his own zone. Back to Cage. High flip shot over the center ice area. Newman goes into their own zone. Vatanen tries to bring it out with Davidson. Middlebury on the forecheck. Lyman can't keep it alive. Going to get a second chance here, though. Quest to Najar. Back to Quest. Quest. Najar calling for the puck. Quest couldn't get it to him. Back to the point it goes. Here we go. Right side shot. Good blast off the stick of Matt Doherty, but an even better save as Tyler Lefebvre holds on. 17:09 left in the third period. Newman 2, Middlebury 1.
And afterwards, some chirping going on. Matt Doherty took the shot. After he took the shot, Nick Parisino, number 11, went and gave him a bump, and you know, he didn't appreciate it too much, and the conversation kept going. Parisino wouldn't drop it.
Panthers stop the Newman attack as Tkachuk steals the puck, sends into the Newman zone. Jake Charles takes a run at his player, but Newman able to clear it at center ice. 1-on-1 over the Middlebury line, 2-on-1 developing in front. Middlebury Shot in front. Klein makes the first save. Middlebury clears it away. Dangerous opportunity there. Pino with it. In front shot. Klein one more time on the goalpost. One more shot. Klein again a shot. And another save.
A lot of scramble. To Chuck. A lot of scramble in front. Sorry about that, Ken. A lot of scramble in front. And we got the... I got two guys going off.
I think Tkachuk is going to be one of them.
Yep. And it looks as that's...
Maybe O'Neal.
San Luis giving a... Let's go, boys. Come on. Into the box you go. Into the box you go. It's Tkachuk on one end, and that looks like it's Colin O'Neal on the other. We'll each get two for roughing, and we'll play 4-on-4 again.
But the pace to this game has not slowed from the opening faceoff to the beginning here of the third period. This is... Katie Bar the Door Hockey, I'll tell you.
I love the pace, though.
Middlebury trying to get a late line change in, and they do. Face off just outside the Middlebury line in front of the Panther bench. Newman with the puck. Arnett and Vatanen out into defense. They throw it into the Middlebury zone. Team skating four aside. Middlebury gives it up in their own zone. Bad play there by the Panthers. Newman, can they make him pay? Shot blocked, and the Panthers able to skate it aside. They are able to avoid a little bit of a disaster on that one. Greenwald brings it into the Newman zone, takes the shot. Charles chases it back in, but Newman back there quickly picks it up. Steve Lowe, left side, over the Middlebury line, tries to get in behind the defense. Romov sticks him to the side, but Lowe continue to go after the puck. Finally, Romov gets it to Jake Charles. Up ice to Greenwald. Greenwald waiting for the teammates to come in. Here they are. Back to Haggerty. Haggerty tried to send it over to Romoff. That didn't work. And back to center ice they go. Fishman in front of the Middlebury bench. Tries to get into the Newman zone. He does, but Newman picks his pocket. Can't get it out, though. Haggerty now. One man in on shot the goal, and Haggerty's shot goes wide. Stevens with the lone goal from Middlebury. Throws it in behind the Newman cage. Gogan and Stevens trying to keep it alive. They do. Big hit there. Stevens in front. Wait. Shot. In front. Rebound. And Gogan couldn't put it aside as Tyler Lefebvre uncharacteristically gave up the rebound. Back comes Newman. One-on-one over the Middlebury line. Low. Shot. Save. And Steve Klein makes the save, but great opportunity, Brett, down here for the Panthers. As Stevens, great opportunity almost to give the Panthers another goal. Face-off coming to the right side of Stephen Klein. 28 seconds in the matching minors. 2-1, Newman on top of the Panthers. And it's Doherty racing up the near side, over the Newman line, in behind the defense, behind the net, in front shot, score! Oh, my goodness. Brandon McGovern roofed that one. I don't know how that didn't go in.
I thought that was in, too, but I guess it hit the crossbar and stayed out.
Horseshoes for the Knights. Casey Rogers now. Penalties have expired to Gagne. Gagne over the Middlebury line. Feathers a pass in on goal. To Top. And Gagne. Top bringing it out in front. Stick to side, and it's Jasanti not able to clear the puck. Doherty. 14 minutes left in the game. Middlebury down by one to Newman. Panthers, here we go. Gets it at center ice. Jasanti along with McClellan. McClellan races in to get the puck. Hit a bounce over his stick, and back come the Knights. It's center ice, though. Pretty weak attempt at clearing the puck, and the Knights forced play back in their own zone now. Greenwald to Charles. Down low. Back to the point it is. To Cage. Cage shoots it to an open side. Picked up by Jake Charles. In the corner. Deep in the Newman zone. To Chuck. To Charles. Back at the point. Shot by Romoff goes wide. Jake Charles with it behind the cage. Back to Romoff. Right point. Romoff. To Charles, around, he lets it go behind the net. To Cage. Cage takes it back, left point. Dishes to Greenwald. Tried to feather a pass through to Jake Charles, that didn't work. But Newman still has some difficulty clearing it. They finally get it out. Middlebury wraps it in, but they caught a player there, delayed offside. Player vacates the zone. Newman shoots it down the ice. 12:50 left in the contest. Newman 2, Middlebury 1.
Again, the pace has not slowed down from the opening faceoff. Still getting at it, both sides. And again, here's the forecheck for now, in this case, Newman.
Panthers shoot it down the ice. Icing is waved off. Going back there for it, Davidson. Middlebury on the forecheck. They can't keep it alive in the Newman zone. Gauguin with it now. Over the line, Gauguin just trying to get it, shoots it. Stopped. Back comes Newman. In on goal. Chance here for Topf. Topf can't control the puck. Was set up nice by Watt. Watt goes to the slot looking for the shot. From the point, Vertanen takes the drive. It's wide and goes into the netting. And a stoppage in play. 12-12 left in the third period. Newman 2, Middlebury 1.
Hey, if you like back and forth action, this is the kind of game you're here for. And even though there's only been three goals, there's been a lot of good opportunities at both ends. It's just solid hockey all the way around.
Face off right side of Steve Klein. Back to the point. Vertanen shoots it in the corner. Morrissey trying to bring it out in front. He does, but the Panthers able to stick it aside. Now it's Davis. Back to the point. Drive. Shot. Rebound. Panthers cleared away. Najer. To Lyman. High flip shot by Newman, and it's picked up by Gauguin at his own blue line. Relays it ahead to Quest. Middlebury looking for a line change. They get caught on it. Gagne in on goal. His shot. Sticked up into the netting by Ron Fishman. And with 11:34, a stoppage in play and a faceoff to the right side of Steve Klein.
Good hustle by Fishman there to get back to, you know, get that stick out to block the shot up into the netting. Those are the kind of things, hustle plays that you really need at all ends of the ice.
Faceoff, Newman, right side. Casey Rogers' shot goes wide. In behind the net, Middlebury. Falvey picks it up to Fishman, up to Stevens. Stevens at center ice looking for some room to skate. Long shot in the center ice area. Blocked nicely. Casey Rogers turns it around. Tries to send his teammates ahead over the Middlebury line. Gagne couldn't reach it. Picks it up again. Now sends it back to the point. Low. Blocked. Falvey. In front of the Newman bench. Clear center ice. Sinclair looking for a line change. They get it as they dump it deep into the Newman zone with 10:50 left. Newman throws it down the ice. Foot race for the puck. O'Neill going against Romov. Lending some support. Fishman. Newman not really pressing the matter too much. They're waiting for the Panthers to see if they'll cough the puck up. Tkachuk behind the Middlebury net. They're still digging for it. Not much really happening there. Finally, it's McGovern coming away with it. And the Panthers, McGovern. Or McClellan, rather. To Romov. Brings into the Newman zone. McClellan. Shot. Blocked at the defense by Newman. Back come the Knights. O'Neill to his own bench. Both teams looking for line changes. Middlebury with the puck in their own zone. Left side at their own blue line. Through center ice. Cage over the Newman line. Stopped. Newman shoots it down the ice. Terry Gauguin going back for it with 9:50 left in the game.
The key here.
Gesanti.
Let the puck do the movement for you.
Can't get anything going. Peruzzio sends in the Middlebury zone. Cage hauls down his player. No call there. It's Jake Charles. Sending a long pass up for Gesanti. Gesanti forced the player from Newman to get back there. Icing was waved off, but back come the Knights. Center ice over the Middlebury line. Snapshot. Rebound in front. Oh, just dribbling wide of the blue ice area. Top almost had a grade A opportunity for a goal. And now it's Jake Charles for the Panthers through center ice. Over the line, his shot way high over the crossbar. Jake goes after the rebound in front to Greenwald. Greenwald can't get his stick on it. Back to the point. Shot just dribbles wide. Matt Doherty took a blast. To Chuck. Over to Fishman. To Doherty. Toe drag. Shot goes in behind the net to Chuck. to Fishman. Fishman wraps it behind the net. Newman desperate to get it out of their own zone. Finally, they do. They send it down the ice. That should be icing. And with that whistle, it will. And time to pick up some lumber down there behind the Middlebury net. Looks like a stick might have shattered or something.
No, broke it. It was that of Terry Gogan's. It broke right at the top, right at the handle of the top where he'll hold on to it with his offhand. It's just... But you had, you know, it was almost a yard sale down there with some of the sticks going on all over the place. So,
8:37 remaining in the contest. Faceoff coming to the right side of Tyler Lefebvre, deep in the Newman zone. In front, Stevens almost able to tuck it home. A great little maneuver there after the faceoff was taken by Brandon Quest. And Stevens almost just able to do a little juke move with that stick and tie the game up. But Lefebvre hangs on for the save and a faceoff again to the right side of the Newman netminder.
And Lefebvre almost had a bank off of him and he actually just fell back and onto the puck. So good job there by Lefebvre just to sit on it.
Back to the point. Panthers take the shot off the stick of Cage. Blocked. They send it to center ice. Cage has a little bit of trouble getting control of it. Sends it back to Romov. Romov on the off wing. Tried to get it up to Nazar. Stopped. Middlebury back in their own zone with 8:12 now left in the game. Romov tried to dump into the Newman zone. Nicely done by Nazar. Blocking it. Nazar got it in front, but Quest couldn't pick it up. To Stevens in the corner, to Nazar. Panthers not able to keep it in the zone. Back to center ice goes Quest. To Gogan in front of their own bench. Here we go. Nazar over the line. Feeds it ahead to Quest. Quest shot just through the blue ice area.
Delayed penalty coming up.
Going to be a penalty on Newman.
It's interference. It was behind a little bit. You have to let the puck handler, when they chip it into the zone, you have to give the puck handler an opportunity to skate after the puck. And then what happened is a little bit late arriving, I do believe that's Loyer Vinton in number 18.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a little bit late getting there with the body contact, and thus the arm goes up.
Greenwald taking the draw. Fishman back at the point, waiting for the puck. Clean draw, back to Fishman. Cross ice, shot. Blocked nicely. Cage's shot taken care of by Lefebvre. Cage and Greenwald behind the net along with Tkachuk, but it's Newman that's breaking out. Two on one if they hurry. Panthers getting caught a little flat-footed. Newman coming in, shot, blocked, and the Panthers take it right out of harm's way. Nice job there by Spencer Cage. Headmans the puck to Charles, to Greenwald, over the Newman line. He waits, dumps it back to Cage. Tried to feather it through, and Fishman couldn't pick it up at the point. Panthers with 1:22 regroup at center ice. Cage throws it deep into the Newman zone. Tkachuk going in to try to do the forecheck and take the puck away. Newman, though, beats him to it, and they do the right thing. They just wrap it down the ice.
Just got to set it up now. Get it in the zone. Set up your zonal power play here, because right now Newman just... Everybody just seemed to be scrambling around in that last little bit for 30 seconds.
1 minute left in the Middlebury power play. Panthers having some difficulty penetrating the Newman zone. Fishman waiting his chance, looking for an open alley. He's got it, sends it in. That's going to be delayed offside. Panthers waste an opportunity there. Newman now, they're just happy just to play catch with the puck. And finally, they wrap it down the ice. 39 seconds left in the Middlebury power play.
Don't get too cute with the puck. Get the puck in the zone. Gain that zone. Get it in and set it up.
One last chance for the Panthers. To Chuck over the Newman line. Feeds over to McClellan. Back to the point to Gogan. Gogan in front. His shot blocked. Rebound. Panthers can't get it. Gogan back to the point. Throws it deep. 16 seconds left. McClellan. Panther power play down to 15 seconds. Back to Gogan. Gogan. Wrist shot in front. Blocked and sent into the corner. Jasanti. Power play about ready to expire. Jasanti back to Gogan, to Jasanti. Far side. Jasanti shot. Tried to center it in front. He had his player there, McGovern, but couldn't get it to him. Back come the Knights. Over the Middlebury line. In on goal shot. Blocked nicely by Romov. Goes to the corner. Back comes the Panthers' Falvey. Setting it up. Long lead pass. Nice try there, but I don't think the Panthers are going to be able to make much out of that. as it was Lyman picking the puck up, but it's late getting to it. Panthers Falvey pick, able to keep it alive. Back to Fishman in the shot in front. Rebound! And the Panthers shoot it high over the crossbar. It's a good opportunity there for number 28, Mark Lyman, as the Panthers creating some, again, some confusion down there for the Knights, but not able to put the puck in the net.
What they're doing is they're interchanging well down low, and it's causing a problem for the Knights, in particular the centermen. Whatever centermen out there is for the Knights, they're reading the play one way, and then the play's going another and creating these opportunities.
Falvey down for the draw against Lazaro. Scrum shot. But easy save by Lefebvre, and back come the Knights. O'Neill, working with Pino in the Middlebury zone in the far corners. Fishman chasing Pino around, trying to get a hold of the puck. Pino with 4:45 left. Just happy to keep the play alive in the Middlebury zone. Falvey now going against Gagne. Finally, Doherty with it. Let's see what the Panthers can do. Approaching 4.5 minutes left. Doherty, that's going to be an offside, I believe.
Yep.
And with 4:29, a faceoff just outside the Newman blue line. 2-1 the score, the Newman Knights over the Middlebury Panthers. Shots on goal, commanding lead for the Panthers. So you know where who's been shooting the puck more often. 44-27. Lots of shots, but Tyler Lefebvre good on all but one so far. Lowe and Rogers bring it back into their own zone. That may not have been exactly the smartest move, but they are able to finally chip it out to center ice where Greenwald has it. Check that, Cage. Cage. Now Greenwald. In defender coming in for the Knights. And the net going off its moorings as crashing into the net there was Board. And a stoppage in play while they reset the twines. 4:05 left in the third period. Middlebury 1, Newman 2.
It's just sometimes as Stephen Klein goes for a little stroll as they fix his cage there. Then sometimes everything goes crashing in, Nick goes flying one way, and you shrug your shoulders, you get ready for a faceoff.
Shot, a wicked shot from the faceoff. Goes a little wide of the Panther cage. I'm not sure that Klein really saw that one cleanly, but here come the Panthers. To Chuck. Sends it in for Charles. Charles hit. Oh, he takes a big bounce into the boards there off of Steve Lowe. But it's the Panthers to Chuck in the slot shot. Just goes wide as Jake Charles is there, but he couldn't get the rebound. Greenwald in front takes the shot. Stick to side easily by Lefebvre. Newman able to get it out and down the ice. Foot race for the puck, but it's the Panthers. Gogan winning that race against Morrissey. And it's the Panthers now trying to gain some speed. Here is Stevens through the neutral ice zone. Into the Newman zone, behind the net. Stevens knocked off the puck, but lending support to Najar. Quest on the far side to Stevens, looking to get somebody in front of the net. Here we go. Nobody there. And net goes off its moorings, and a stoppage in play as number 23, Brandon Quest, knock the net off. Brendan saying, hey, wasn't my fault. Referee says, too bad. Face off outside the Newman line.
The reason why he's saying it's not his fault is because he wasn't the one that went into it. Laurie Vincent in number 18. He was the one that went into the net, but unfortunately Quest helped him there and thus face off out of his zone.
So Quest will get a chance to get it back. He's down there on the face off against Topf, just outside the Newman line by the penalty box area here at Kenyon. And he wins the draw back to Gogan. Gogan backhands it, Newman zone. Najar, Quest. Oh, nicely done by the Panthers. They keep it alive. Doherty. Can't keep it going. Puck shot down the ice. Big foot race. Watt going in there for Newman. Got it out in front, but not much going there as Peruzzio couldn't take a hold of the puck, but Middlebury unable to clear the zone. 2.5 minutes now left in the game. McClellan, Najar, shot, dribbles through. Najar goes to the corner, gets his own puck, back to the point. In front, Fishman, shot, good save by Lefebvre as Cage set it to the right side of the cage to Fishman, and A good save by Tyler Lefebvre. 2:14 now left.
There's a little confusion. Two players went down along the wall earlier and both picked up the other player's stick. A little confusion there, and everybody's got the proper piece of equipment back now.
McGovern has Fishman back at the point, wins it back. Nope, picked off by Zizanti. Far side to Cage. Cage's shot blocked, and it comes out to the center ice area where Fishman has it. Fishman, long shot in. Lefebvre makes the save, sends it into the corner for Virtanen. Jasanti. He's got McClellan. Can he get it to him? No. Jasanti dishes back. Nope. That didn't quite work. And Vinny Jasanti forced to go back into his own zone now with Fishman. 1:45 left. We'll watch the Middlebury net at some point here. I think Mr. Klein's going to get the hook in favor of another attacker, but let's see if Middlebury can keep some sustained pressure in the Newman zone. Shot going in. Lefebvre makes the save. Middlebury not able to keep it alive there. It's center ice it is. Gagne couldn't do much with it. McClellan sends it deep into the Newman zone. Klein looking to see, when am I coming off the ice, coach? Middlebury not able to keep any pressure as Newman has it in their own zone. 1:12 left in the contest. Middlebury desperate for a goal here. The championship game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. Panthers down by one. 1 minute left in the contest. Klein still in his net. Klein edging his way out. Edging his way out. Middlebury clears it into the Newman zone. Not much control there. Doherty with it. Now Klein goes to the bench and a whistle.
Illegal substitution. It's going to come out to center. Travis Stevens was the player coming on, but you have to wait until the goaltender gets to the bench before you can hop on. I was watching the referee and me. I was watching this the whole way. Linesman and the trail referee were watching as well. And Travis Stevens had come on, and Stephen Klein was nowhere near the bench. And so with that, the automatic whistle face off at center ice, and probably looking at Stephen Klein going back into the net.
46.8 seconds remain in the game. Middlebury is down by one. Face-off will be at center ice. That means Klein's going to need to probably go back in the nets. I don't know.
Most likely.
And then Panthers are going to have to get the puck into the Newman zone ASAP. Klein will go to the bench for the extra attacker. So no scoring here in the third period. All of the goals coming in the second period. At 3:12, it was John Lowe putting Newman ahead. 1-0. Assist going to Gagne and Bord. Lazaro at 7:40 the second period extended the Newman lead to 2-0. Lazaro's goal, Pino and O'Neill with the assist, and then just a beauty goal, a gorgeous end-to-end goal by Travis Stevens at 15:19, brought the Panthers within one. That was Stevens' second goal of the year, and that was all the scoring in the second period. Nothing in the first. Nothing in the third. So we got bookends and nothing going on here in the first and the third period. But we have the Panthers now looking to try to dent the twine one more time on a phenomenal afternoon that Tyler Lefebvre has had for the Knights.
Yeah, 47 saves for Lefebvre as far. He may have to make some more before this one's done.
Newman wins the draw. Time just keeps ticking off. Finally, the Panthers grab a hold of the puck. But Newman grabs a hold of it. And luckily, the Klein wasn't out of the nets yet. We're down to 34 seconds. This is going to be it. Klein is going to the bench. The Panthers, this is it. All or nothing. Greenwald, the shot just goes wide of the crease. Picked off by Tkachuk. Far side. Now to near side to Fishman. Fishman waits. Dishes low to Greenwald in front. Through some legs. Nothing going. Travis Stevens. Middlebury net is empty. 13 seconds. Fishman at the point. Top of the slot. Looking, 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 trying to get a shot. Here it comes. Right side in front. Shot. No. Panthers try to bring it in front. Nothing going there. 1 second left. Newman takes to the corner. There goes the horn. And the Newman Knights have defeated the Middlebury College Panthers by a score of 2-1 in a thrilling game. The championship of the Middlebury Holiday Classic goes to the Newman Knights. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustace Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustace Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustace Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Tyler Lefebvre stepping forward. He was the all-tournament goalie for the Middlebury Holiday Classic, and he certainly proved it this afternoon. A wonderful game of hockey here at Kenyon Arena. An up-and-down game, great pace to it. Unfortunately, the Panthers fall 2-1 to a very good Newman team. And Brett, what can you say? It was just it was a tremendous game throughout.
It was. There's a little confusion as to the handshake or whatnot, but the Middlebury players will salute the fans that were here. In the end, this is Tyler Lefebvre won this game for Newman with 40. You know, he faced 48 shots. Played tremendous both games this weekend. 33 saves yesterday to get them to the finals. So new. Middlebury, a lot of pressure, a good on the forecheck, created plenty of opportunities, but Lefebvre was equal to the task, and Middlebury just couldn't figure out how to deal with a goaltender that's very aggressive in the net. And in the end, Newman comes away with the championship here at the Middlebury Classic.
You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The Panthers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury. 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
The Stars of the Game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury. Locally owned and locally operated by people you know.
Third star of the game, got the game winner, Zach Lazaro. He got the goal to put Newman up 2-0. He's the number three star of the game. Stephen Klein in goal for Middlebury. He turned aside a bunch of shots as well. Either goal,
27, goal. I think he had 27.
Neither goal was really his fault either. It was just good play by Newman at the other end. Steve Klein gets the number two star, but the number one star of this game, tournament MVP, it goes to, he stops 80 out of 82 shots in the two games in this one. Tyler Lefebvre, number 37, is the number one star today and is the number one star this entire weekend for the Newman Knights. The Stars of the Game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know.
Interesting point, Brett. Tyler Lefebvre had yet to start before he set foot here on Kenyon's ice. So, some way or another, Coach Matt Tendler had a feeling or a premonition or a something going on because he couldn't have started a hotter horse in net.
Nope, couldn't have.
And without his goaltending, the Newman Knights certainly would not have prevailed in this game and probably not even in the first game against the New England Pilgrims.
And it brings up a very interesting number now. The Newman Knights are now 6-0 in non-league play. 2-4 when they're in league, but when they get out of the league, they're now 6-0 on the season, 8-4 overall.
They're going to need to improve that record because there's very little at-large berths to the NCAAs. I mean, they're going to need to win that division to get a chance. So we'll see what Newman does down the road. Maybe we'll see them again. Who knows? But not time for Middlebury to get down. There's really not much time to get down. The Panthers are going to be home next weekend. It's going to be a Saturday-Sunday tilt. The Wesleyan Cardinals come in on 7 p.m. on January the 9th, that's a Saturday. And on January the 10th, just a week from today, it'll be the Trinity Bantams coming in for a 4 p.m. start. Brett Luthner will be bringing you all the play-by-play of those games. As I say, the Panthers now going to be on a roll of Trinity and Wesleyan next weekend. Then they go to Norwich, then they come back home to Plattsburgh State. So a critical stretch here for the Panthers, especially in NESCAC play.
It's going to be big. They're 3-0-3 in NESCAC play. They're tied with Williams for the top spot in terms of points at 9 points. You know, Trinity's right there, though. They're going to be here on the 10th. So you can't look past Wesleyan, who's 0-1-3 in league play thus far. Got to get that done. Got to look ahead to Trinity, which is going to be a big game, defending national champs. And it's an important weekend in terms of hockey for the Middlebury Panthers.
For Brett Luthner and for Jim Tye, our engineer and fine assistant back at the stations, and for me, Kim Lower, the final score once again from the championship game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic, Newman Knights 2, Middlebury Panthers 1. Good night from Kenyon Arena.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union in Vergennes. Today, tomorrow, together.
The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op checks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desibray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WBTK and more information, visit 921WBTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WBTK.